Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, here on this New Year's Eve day, the light of my soul leads me. As we move into a new year, new chapters, new beginnings, give the light of your soul permission to lead your life for 2019. Let all the resolutions and necessary changes that you're feeling that have felt heavy or conflicting or constricting or even burdensome in 2018 be shifted into a clarity of action, interaction, and direction by the light of your soul to illuminate your path. It's where all your power is. Try starting out this first of this year by every morning repeating first thing, the light of my soul leads me. And then throughout your day, if you have a moment of overwhelm in any life situation, pause and repeat, taking in a deep breath, the light of my soul leads me. Light, 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 lighter, lighter, lighter. This is a year that we're rising to a lighter, upper realm expression of our life. Let this mantra touch the truest truth of your soul that instantly lets you rise to the path that's in harmony, in alignment for your next best step to shine. Let the light of your soul guide the way. And may this happy new year be light and bright. And the light of your soul lead you into all that matters to you. 2018 has been a year of intensity, and how this intensity has shown up for all of us in our different ways is going to be unique and signature to ourselves. Some people, this has been a year of intensity, of growth, dismantling, discovering in so many different areas. Clearing, opening, expanding, dismantling, decluttering, forgiving. It's a whole new shift in paradigms, in realities. We're being called to more of our upper realm. And when I say upper realm, this isn't like higher or lower, positive or negative. This is about the light of our soul. This is about coming back from whatever has been disconnecting, overwhelming, dismantling for a new paradigm for us to be able to operate from the light of our soul. And whatever way that this year has caused you to have to walk through the darker, heavier energies, the beautiful invitation that you have now as you're getting through it, as maybe you're on the other side of it, no matter where you're at in your path, as we begin this new year, is the light of your soul to lead you as you look at what are the resolutions, what are the goals? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your directions? This was the mantra card that I drew after the final full moon of 2018 of releasing and letting go. It was this card, the light of my soul leads me. And the graphic design on this card for the Monday mantra, the light of my soul leads me, it's high up, big vision, in the vistas above the mountains, in the upper realm, in the clouds, in the sky. When we're too close to a problem or a situation or a feeling, we close out, we constrict the vastness, the expansion, the possibilities that live in that higher, upper realm, bigger vista. We can actually trust in our lives deeper when we allow ourselves to go to that vaster vision. And that's the time we're being called in right now during this new year. What's the vision? Go to the upper realm, to the vaster vision, where the light of your soul can lead you on illuminating a path that's true for you. This year for me, I'm taking the light of my soul, the upper visions, the vastness of it, and I'm bringing it here to an earth worth experience. That's what my Monday mantra cards were. It was something of the earth, something tangible, something here, something embodying, something experiencing, immersing myself into my life deeper, into my gifts, into the radiance of what I have to share and give. And I invite you to do that in all your capacities. We need you. We need you now more than ever with your gifts, with the light of your soul to lead you into all that you have to give. This is the year of showing up for each other, showing up to the world, showing up to our calling, showing up to the call of our own destiny. The call of destiny, that is the first story I wrote that was fiction in my 20s. The call of destiny. I feel strongly that the call of destiny is really about showing up and letting the light of your soul lead you. So if you were to let the light of your soul lead you from a high vastness vision, high in the upper realm of your life, looking down and illuminating your path, what's a dream for 2019 that you're ready to give life to, light to? You want to be light? You want to give light? What's a dream? I did the Soul Inspired Manifesting series where we focused on one goal in September. And I was reviewing some of my notes because I'm going to make it as an offering coming up here in January. And I read the letter that I wrote to myself on making that one goal of the Monday mantras come true, the cards. And it was exactly what I stated in this letter was exactly what happened. I wanted them to feel beautiful. I wanted them to feel full of energy and have it be a dream come true. And that's what I want for you starting out this new year. What's a dream for you? The light of your soul can lead you in the direction that you can trust in, you can lean on, that's right for you. For me, it's about writing. It's about this book that's being written that's due in 2019. So I'm focusing a lot of my energies around manifesting, creating, creativity, worth, and bringing it alive here on earth and honoring this sacred gift of what it means to be here in this gift of life, in this gift of you. So right now, with no censoring, name a dream that you would like to come true in this new year for you. And let the light of your soul lead you. It's right here. So this week's Monday mantra will lead us into 2019 and let it become the theme and let it become something you return to again and again. The light of my soul leads me. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.